You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Just weeks after 9/11, 12 Army Special Forces commandos secretly got themselves to the mountains of Afghanistan, the first American troops on the ground in Afghanistan post 9/11. The mission? Join with warlords and soldiers of the Northern Alliance and attack the Taliban and do it on horseback. Their true story was told by Traverse City author Doug Stanton in his book, Horse Soldiers. Tomorrow, it opens in theaters as 12 Strong.
It's us. We're going in. We beat out the five other teams. We're going to drop in behind enemy lines, link up with the warlord of the Northern Alliance, General Abdul Dostum. We'll assist him in fighting the Taliban and taking back the city of Mazar-e-Sharif, which happens to be the stronghold and linchpin for the entire Northern Taliban force. The catch is we only have 21 days.
How many troops does he have?
He's got about 200 paid soldiers and an undetermined number of part-time militia.
What about the other side?
The other side has about 50,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters. Missiles, armor, rockets, mortars, machine guns. We're outnumbered.
Just 5,000 to one.
Now, gentlemen, once we land, we're about 9 hours away from hell, which effectively means it doesn't exist. We're on our own. We all need to understand the capture is not an option here. We go in tonight, single ship, no backup. So police your gear, got some rest.
Had a successful test flight?
We are the test flight.
Well, Doug Stanton is with us now. Doug, congratulations on seeing this book become a movie.
Thank you, Cynthia. We just returned from the premiere 24 hours ago in New York City, and it was fantastic.
Well, let's talk before we get into the movie. I want to talk more about the book. When you found this story, what hooked you? What was the essential question in this story that you wanted to explore?
Well, I think in all of my books, In Harm's Way and The Honesty of Echo Company, and then this one, it's a question, having grown up in Michigan, where I did, what ordinary people thrust into extraordinary circumstances, how were these guys like me or like us? Because they live in our communities, but who were they? And after 9/11, I began to see images of bearded American soldiers in Afghanistan and the reporting, and I asked that question, were there? What are we doing there? So I just began this five-year journey to find out the human side of their story. I check in with their families, and I also interviewed Afghans, and there's that drives me, but also in particular, this mission was completely unique in American history in the way it was designed.
Yeah, indeed. In a sense of here you have these 12 guys and on horseback, so fighting 19th century style against 21st century weapons and troops.
That's exactly it. And people say, when I worked with the screenwriters, Ted Talley and Peter Craig, they would call me, why aren't they wearing helmets? Well, they were not wearing helmets because the Afghans. And these Afghans have been fighting the Taliban for 7-8 years before we arrive in September and October of 2001. And they link up with them. They're on horseback. I would get a question, how do they know to speak Russian or Arabic, or some of them speak Persian? That's because they've been trained to do that. They've been trained to be aware of the cultural mores, the religious sensitivities, and go in and not overtake, invade, but to work alongside. Much like in World War II when OSS officers were dropped into Nazi Germany and worked with the underground resistance, get everyone together, let's all stop fighting if we are, and let's fight one common enemy. And in 2001, that was the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan.
And so now your book is a major Hollywood film with stars like Chris Hemsworth, Michael Shannon, so many more. It's kind of funny. Writer John Eubacon told me he once asked Elmore Leonard, do you worry about Hollywood messing up your books? And Elmore Leonard answered him, and I will paraphrase here, Hollywood messes up their movie. They don't mess up my book. And I cash the check. How did you work this process out in your mind?
I worked with Jerry Bruckheimer over a period of about 8 or 9 years, and with the two screenwriters, Peter Craig and Ted Talley. I was on set about a year ago right now when they were filming, and they consulted with me very closely just for these very reasons. This is an action-packed movie, but with a heart, and it dramatizes very crisply in an exciting way this moment in history that began the world we now live in. And it was a successful mission. So in that regard, I am completely happy with the movie, and so, by the way, are the soldiers who are in it. They were with us at the screening in New York at the premiere, and they have screened it around the country to different military branches, and they have all given it the thumbs up as far as accuracy goes. So it has worked out really well.
Let's take a quick listen. Here is Chris Hemsworth as Major Mitch Nelson. Here he is introducing his team to their mode of transportation, horses.
All right, who's ridden before, anyone?
Summer camp when I was 9.
Cancun, spring break, but I was pretty drunk.
All right. Okay, so kick means go. This is the steering wheel. Left to go left, right to go right. Go back to stop.
He's not waiting for us. Saddle up.
Doug, that angle of these guys on horseback, that is something so unique. And as you watch that be recreated by these actors, what did that feel like?
Well, I was there during the filming of the climactic scenes when they do one of the major horse charges. And I've been on a lot of movie sets. I worked for Esquire and Men's Journal and had interviewed actors like Harrison Ford and George Clooney. So I knew that watching a movie being made somewhat is like watching paint dry, even more slowly than paint really does dry. And what is amazing to sit in the huge screen is to watch how big it is. I love movies and I love great television, and it was a thrill to hear lines that I had reported back in a kitchen table in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, back in, say, 2003 or 4, spoken, say, like by someone like Michael Shannon, who's in the movie. Of course, a movie speaks to a large audience, and I think getting this story before the American public, some of whom were only 5 years old when 9/11 happened. And I think that is what is appealing at this moment. And this is now history and not just news. And I mean, the book itself, 12 Strong, which is the movie tie-in edition, is now for the third week number one on the New York Times paperback list. So, which is surprising because the movie's not even out yet. So all of it has been really a lot of fun.
Well, it is a great read. I've been power reading it, and it is now called 12 Strong, The Declassified True Story of the Horse Soldiers by Traverse City author Doug Stanton. And then the movie 12 Strong is opening tomorrow in theaters. Doug, thank you so much, and again, congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.